Auburn basketball made a lot of moves this offseason to this roster, but the biggest move was keeping the big man. Yes, sir. We're back. It's the Barn Hoops podcast. It's Kyle Rush, Zepp Jasper, back at it again, ready to talk a little bit of Auburn hoops. You know, we talked about all the different additions that Auburn brought in over the last couple of shows, but maybe the biggest roster move that Auburn made all year was doing what they had to do to keep our man Janai Broome on the roster, primed for another big year. We're going to dive into that in just a second, but before we get started, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with retirement results presented by Active Wealth. Contact him today. Go to retirementresults.com/plan. Get you a free custom portfolio analysis. You may already have your 401k. You may already have a retirement plan sort of in place, but how do you know it's performing at the maximum rate? It's doing everything that it possibly can. You're paying as little amount of fees, little amount of taxes as you possibly can. Ford can look over that and make sure you're doing the right things and getting where you need to be. And you can make a friend at the same time. Big Auburn guy. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him I sent you. Ford Stokes with retirementresults.com. Zepp, sometimes, man, I know we get fired up about bringing in these portal guys. We get fired up about bringing in these five stars in high school and just getting jacked up about all these new additions. But hey, in the basketball game that it is today, in the era of the portal, in the era of NIL, sometimes just keeping a guy for another year is just as good as going out and getting a stud. And Auburn did what they had to do to keep Janai Broome here for his third season. Going to be on every single award list. Put into perspective how big it is for Auburn to keep Janai Broome from going to the NBA and coming back for his, I guess this would be his final year in college basketball.
Well, it's super big. Because Janai could have went this year. He could have went to the NBA draft, just past summer because the draft wasn't that strong. Janai decided to come back and, you know, show love to Auburn and show loyalty, to his family, his friends, the fan base. He just felt like, you know, he proved what he had to prove already. His proving is winning a national championship. So I feel like Janai wanted to come back to also prove like he's one of the best players in the country. He's going to win SEC Player of the Year. He's going to go for National Player of the Year because he feel like he's been disrespected, you know, over the past year or 2 years or so. But, you know, keeping Janai Broome is like the best thing we could ask for because, you know, Janai Broome, he brings so much to the table. A lot of people don't see it, but he's one of those guys that he's going to do every single thing that counts. He's going to get rebounds. He's going to block shots. He's going to score when you need him, you know, and also he's one of those guys. He's not a yelling type guy. He's a nice guy. So I love to play with Janai Broome just because the way he is on the court and off the court. So, you know, it was crucial of keeping him, and I'm super happy we kept him.
You made a really good point there that I don't think I've ever thought of and I don't think many people think of. Think about everything that Janai Broome is kind of putting on the line to come back for one more year of college basketball. You know, he had to have some confidence in, you said it, he's kind of proven everything. The only thing he has left is making a run in the NCAA tournament, taking a shot at, I mean, he's won an SEC championship. He's won an SEC tournament championship. And the only thing that's sort of eluding him is making that run in the NCAA tournament. I think that speaks a lot to what he sees in this team, in this roster, that he put his kind of career on hold for another year. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure he's being rewarded handsomely in NIL to be able to come back. But for him to forego that for one other year, I mean, his career could be ended this year. He could have a knee injury. He could have some sort of injury and not even be able to play in the NBA. There's a risk there. And I feel like you brought up something I had never thought about, the confidence that he must have in this roster and what Bruce has done, what Bruce promised him and has delivered that should speak volumes about what he feels this team could possibly be.
Well, he speaks a lot on the program. He speaks highly on himself. You know, with me being one of the players and playing with Jani Broome, he wasn't, you know, happy with what happened last year, you know, losing to Yale, coming first round, you know, with the high expectations they had, you know, coming into the tournament. A lot of people expected them to go far, to make a deep run. So he's especially not happy with that. He's trying to prove to people that he really don't care about winning Player of the Year. He really don't care about the accolades he get. He wants to win a national championship. A lot of people wouldn't expect him to be like that, but like I say, he's a nice guy. He's a cool guy. He wants to win. He wants to win the big things. He don't want the small things. Like, he doesn't care about an SEC championship. It's fine to win things like that, but no one cares about an SEC championship, winning a conference. We want national championship. He came back for one reason, and his reason was to win.
I love it.
Because at the end of the day, we know how the NBA is. They love younger players. So in his head, he knows, why not stay another year and get the same amount of money and go get in the NBA and have more fun?
Yeah,
You
there you
know?
go.
So if you think about it, you're gonna stay another year in college. You're gonna end up going, you might go, you might, your draft stock might go up higher, you know, than it was. Because at the moment he was a second round draft pick. It's like, what's the purpose? Let's go
Yeah.
back. Let's have fun. Let's go try to win a national championship. Make more buzz. Let's get on top of the world now. Let's show everyone that, you know, it wasn't a fluke. We lost. We have those days, but I'm going to show them that I'm the best player in the country in college basketball.
I love it. I love it. So you have a very unique perspective because you got to play with Walker and Jani, two totally different players. Walker obviously having a ton of success in the NBA, and I actually believe I kind of feel like Jani has a little bit more, like a little bit more range to his game than Walker. Like, what kind of, talk through the difference in those two guys. Like, why is it that Walker, is a first round pick, and Jani, who maybe has a little bit more to his game, I think I could be way wrong there. He's got more range, in my opinion, a little bit more skilled around the basket. And a pretty good defender. Like, what is it? Like, what is it about that? Is it just size?
Where Jani's 6'10", 6'11", I think. Walker's
Yeah.
7'1". They're totally two different players. When you play against Walker Kessler, it's like a big old tree in the middle of the court that can move. It's like when you go to the paint, you're not gonna make a shot of Walker Kessler. You're not even gonna think about going up against Walker Kessler. Like, Walker can shoot threes, but it comes so natural for him to block shots. It's like left, right hand.
Didn't
Where
matter.
Jani is, it's a little different. They move different. You know, I would think Jani Broome got better touch around the rim, better back down game. But if I had to say running the floor, catching lobs, you're gonna go with Walker because he makes it look so easy. But like I
Yeah.
said, they're totally two different players. Walker sometimes can shoot the three, but Jani added that to his game. With him coming to Auburn, he had to work on those type of things. He had to learn new things from BP because when he first got to Auburn, he was kind of frustrated to learn those new things. But he worked and worked, and he put the work in to figure out those new things, like shooting a three pointer, like the way we play defense, because he was so used to doing something else. Also,
Yeah.
Walker Kessler was used to doing something else, but it came easier. He was a McDonald's All-American, whether Jani wasn't a McDonald's All-American. He had to actually work his way
Sure.
to figure out these type of things. With Walker Kessler, you expect this. He knows that he's on a pedestal, that if he don't do this, it's either a bust or go home. So Walker knew that. Whether Jani, it's like, I got something to prove. Like,
Sure.
I came from
I
the
can see that.
bottom. I came from the dirt. So Jani actually proved everything he had to prove to anyone, especially growing up, because he was an underdog, but now he's a big dog.
Yeah.
So
He's the dog.
the dog.
There you
So
go.
now it's like, now you show the people Zach Edey gone. Now you have no big that they can put ahead of him. I seen they put Hunter Dickinson and maybe one other guy from Creighton. But, you know, if you look at Hunter Dickinson, what does he do different from Jani Broome when you think about it? Except for they're going to say passing.
I mean, he's just nothing. No, he's not nearly as skilled. He's just maybe just bigger, like maybe bigger, a little bit more physical. And that's really all you can, I feel like, y'all, you can really say.
All you really can say. So when you look at things, I look at Walker Kessler and Jannai Brome and those type of aspects.
Gotcha. So last year, his first season, he went into – he tested the NBA draft, and he did the combines and stuff like that. And actually, I was nervous at one point in time he was going to play himself into the draft as well as he performed. And I think you can only do that once. So I don't – or can you do that multiple – you can only go into the combine once. Is that right? Or can you do it multiple times?
Once.
One time. So I think maybe it was his first season that he did that, and then last season he didn't. I think that's correct. Regardless, yep, he went to the combines and he actually balled out, like especially on some of the squad type stuff, the 5-on-5s, he did really well. And I thought, you know, he's proven he can play with some of the best now. Uh-huh. He's gonna go. I feel like he's gonna go to the NBA. But he came back obviously, and they I think you're primed for a big year with him, and I love the aspect of him. It's not so much about winning awards, it's about winning a national championship and him seeing the core of this team and what all Bruce has added to it. I think that obviously helped as well for him to make that decision, so that makes me excited. Now, colleges, we owe it to Jannai Brome. You owe it to Jannai Brome. He's given so much to help do the things that he needs to do to be able to get him to the next level. Mm-hmm. So what are those things? Like if what are some of the things that he maybe lacks in that you could maybe see out of him this year? There was some talk that there could be some rotations where he plays a little bit more four, and Dylan could maybe go in at the five. I don't know exactly how that's panned out so far, but there were whispers that that may be something they try. I think maybe Bruce even mentioned that they were going to try him at the floor a little bit, kind of the Jalen role from last year. What do you think you need to see? What do NBA people want to see out of Jannai Brome this year to see if he can maybe end up sneaking in maybe that back half of the first round?
Well, me personally, when I think of what NBA prospects want to see out of Jannai Brome, maybe his weakness, or maybe, like, you know, he always uses left hand, you know, maybe using his going right a little bit more, getting a little faster, making everything in motion a little faster. But he's one of those guys, he go at his pace.
Yeah.
So when you go against guys who are more more physical and tougher than you, how are you going to react when you go against guys like that? Because guys in the NBA are more physical. They're more tough. They're more smarter. So guys want to know how is he going to react when he go against guys like that?
Sure.
Because the way his game is kind of finesse, but it's also back down also. But he's kind of been learned.
That's a really good description. I always felt like maybe from the athletic ability standpoint, he may lack a little bit of uh-huh. some of the higher end big guys' athleticism in the NBA. But when he goes up against guys, he just knows how to use his body. Like he knows how to use leverage, and he's, you know, whether it's that, you know, like you talked about the back down game, he may not jump very high, but he's got a ways to like snake around people. He's been able to maximize his tools. I feel like, I feel like he's kind of gradually been able to maximize what he's been given. And I want to see him, I want to see him take some more shots deep. I think that that's a aspect of the game that I think could really unlock some more things and create some more space, especially he doesn't have to shoot, but maybe a little over 30%. And I feel like that does a ton for this offense. Now, I could be way off, and maybe that's just coming from like a casual, but I want to see him, his range has gotten better and better. I'd like to see him maybe take a little bit more shots, a little bit more deep shots, so it can kind of free everybody else up. But otherwise, man, I wonder sometimes if and it may just be that the NBA is the end goal, but like you said, I don't even know that that's on his mind so much as it is, I'm not coming back necessarily to get better for the NBA. I'm just coming back to win a national championship, try to win a national championship.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I don't think the NBA on his mind right now, because He kind of knows what the pressure is with the NBA, and he kind of, when once you figure stuff out, you kind of know that what range and how you'll get drafted, what they want, what they don't want to see. So, I think his main focus right now is, just getting better every day and trying to figure out what can be his strengths to help his team win. What can be his strengths to make the team better, and how can he produce as much as he can to put them in position to win every single game at Auburn to end his career.
There you go. So he went from 14-8 his first year at Auburn to 16-8 points and rebounds a game. So that's obviously getting a little bit more scoring. His free throws, he's got a little bit better at free throws. That's probably something you'd love to see a little bit more of. 61% from the line. I feel like you got to be somewhere around at least 70 for a big guy. Probably love to see that. Hey, 35% from three last year. That's pretty dang solid for a dude that's 6'10, 6'11, in my opinion. So there's some room for improvement, but we'll again, what a massive addition. Not addition. I guess it's not even called an addition. We'll call it an addition because we're
We're
talking
gonna call
about
it addition. We're gonna call it addition because guess what? Nobody in the country got a big man like Jahni
there
Brown.
you go.
So
There
it's
you go.
gonna always be addition.
That got me fired up. You just got me jacked up just then.
No
So yeah,
doubt.
so Jahni Broome obviously coming back. We may go through the whole roster and talk about a lot of the guys that are coming back and where we could see their roles and how they work out on this and this roster this year and how this whole thing's going to play out. But I think that's going to be all for today. Zep, really appreciate you jumping in again. Tell everybody where they can find you and show you some love.
Twitter is RIP underscore QUAN 5. Instagram is RIP underscore QUAN 12.
All right, man. I really appreciate it, guys. We'll be back again on Thursday. And y'all just keep watching, and we'll keep talking this talking hoops. We love it. And we'll be back again next week. This was episode 5, and we're gonna keep it rolling. So y'all have a good rest of the week.